Nice to have everyone back on Saturday night. Of course, Father's Day is coming up in not too distant future. Pave Fine Jewelry, Michael Enlick. There is nobody better as a jewelry designer in the Bay Area, the country. I tell you that from the bottom of my heart. He makes beautiful things that you have in your family forever. Pave Fine Jewelry, P-A-V-E, finejewelry.com. Check it out. Michael is, I'm sure, available. Things can be done online. And there is no one better. There's, of course, when things open up again on College Avenue near the Rockridge BART station and 4th Street in Berkeley. But that is PaveFineJewelry.com. Joining us from Sportico, and I consider him one of the leading baseball business writers, I really do, in the country. And he's done it for many years, and that is Barry Bloom. Barry, how are you?
Hey, Marty. What's going on?
Well, not too much. What's going on? Well, other than what's gone on in the world, not much. But it's been a monumental week of things, and that we're reminded of.
Pretty crazy time, huh?
I know. We're reminded of many, many things of police brutality, of murder, of social injustice, and violence, and the pandemic. And we've got, as you said, and I've used it before, 1918, 1929, and 1968 all rolled into one. And we had it all pretty much this week. So baseball is in the middle of it, and I hate to say it. There's no way to get around it. But what the heck is baseball doing, and where are we going?
Right now, I think we're at, you know, shoulder length or arm's length, and it just seems like both sides are looking for the other to blink. You know, the players aren't giving in on collecting their prorated salaries, and the owners are not giving in on playing greater than an 82-game season at this point. And I don't think they'll even play an 82-game season prorated. So, you know, we are at this place where the owners, I think, conceive that since they agreed on this proposal or deal that they did back in March with the players, that if they, as long as they play the players at a prorated rate, they can determine how long the season is going to be under what they can afford. And they're talking about a 50-game schedule. But the problem is they can't implement it unilaterally. And the players still have to check off on health and safety issues. And if they want to add another round to the postseason, players have to check off on that too. So essentially, you know, the players have the hammer, and the owners really have to figure out, I think it's about a $350 million gap between an 82-game season and a 50-game season. And I think they just have to figure out how they're going to pay for it.
So why aren't they coming to an agreement? And, of course, we look at 109 deaths from the coronavirus in the country. We look at the riots, the protests that are going on in this weekend all over the country, and peaceful protests, all sorts of young people, different kinds of people. I mean, baseball's got to see this at some point. Well, why don't they react, or why don't they get this together? Now, $350 million, I realize, okay, that's a lot of money. But it's a contract of Alex Rodriguez or a contract of Zach Greinke. You know, it shouldn't be enough to destroy the whole industry.
My opinion on that is that I think there are a lot of people, no matter what they say publicly, I think there's a lot of owners and there's a lot of players that don't want to play. And so I think where they are is they're in this netherworld of non-negotiations, you know, putting it off as long as they possibly can until you get to a point where you can't play. Or as we've talked about a lot in the past, that the continued events in the country and, you know, an upcoming even surge of cases and deaths because of all the protests and the gatherings of people in the last 2 weeks. I think, you know, we're looking down the gullet at, you know, really very tumultuous summer. So when you have owners like the Diamondbacks, some of the Diamondbacks and of the Padres tell me that it would actually cost them more money to play the season. You know, they'll go along with it if others want to do it, because if they think it's in the best interest of baseball, they'll do it. But if you have 14 or so middle market teams or 15 middle market teams that are in that situation, and there are some people who don't want to put anybody at risk by doing it either, then you have a situation where you've got a very small minority of large market teams that really want to do this and really want the money, because they just don't want to lose all their revenue altogether. And it's not the greatest reason in the world to play. And you know how I feel about this. We've talked about it a lot. I just really feel that they're now shooting themselves literally in the foot. And they basically should have just wrapped it up for health and safety issues a while ago and just said, you know, we're just going to put this together and we'll come back next year. Because I think that's what they're going to wind up doing anyway.
Mm. Boy, interesting. Barry Bloom, you've been on this position and given this reason since we started talking about it about 6 weeks ago. So you are consistent, and as the days go by, it's more likely that your scenario could take place. Looking at teams, I mean, I know the Seattle Pilots went bankrupt. The Montreal Expos had to be taken over by the league. Could some teams go bankrupt in this thing?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about it. And I think you look at, you know, some of the smaller, you know, market teams, you know, Tampa Bay, Miami, Oakland, Pittsburgh, you know, even though Miami and Oakland really have owners with deep pockets, it depends on how much money they want to take out of their own personal fortunes to float their own business, and as they might have to do in baseball. Because, you know, I think the biggest hidden factor of this whole thing is that because there's not going to be any revenue, or there is even going to be limited revenue if they play an abbreviated season. I mean, basically, it's if you're playing in front of mostly empty stadiums, then essentially you're going to have your your television revenue on a local and national basis to split. And so there's not going to be any revenue sharing in Major League Baseball this year. And some of these teams in the lower quadrant that have lived off that for years are just not going to have that money. So, you know, I wonder if a guy like Stu Sternberg in Tampa, I mean, that's a bare bones organization to begin with. I wonder if they can even survive, or the same thing with the Pirates. That's not a real big deep pocket organization either. So I think, to your point, yeah, I think that there are teams in Major League Baseball that could go bankrupt in this whole thing.
Mm. Barry Bloom with us. Sportico is where he is part of the website that's under construction. How does someone find your columns or whatever you're writing about these days?
Well, right now, while the Sportico is, you know, we're putting together our website, which should come up by the end of June. Our articles are being posted by Variety, which is another platform of among the 22 media platforms that Penske Media Corporation owns and operates. And so, you know, we're lucky enough to be involved in that.
All right, so here's baseball. Baseball says, according to our agreement in of March, we're going to say 70 games. And you can have your prorated salary for 70 games. What do the players do at that point?
So basically, if baseball says 70 games and the players say 114 games, then you basically split the difference and figure out how you're going to play those games.
Okay. All right. But it doesn't sound like I've always said the All-Star game ends the middle of July, and then you have about 72 games after the All-Star game. They've played about 90. That would be a perfect time to do it. Well, what's your deadline here? And I say every week we'll have news by next week. Larry Baer was on KMBR this week. He said if they don't have something done within 2 weeks, there'll be a real problem. Do you think they have two more weeks to get this done?
No, I really don't. I think that they could start playing August 1st if they wanted to. I mean, the whole idea here is to get to the postseason for them, because that's where they make their big national television money. So I think the season, you could open the whole thing up and just play a tournament that would get you to the postseason. It would just take some creative thinking. Yeah, I just think, you know, you could have 2 months of games and then jump into an elongated postseason, and it would work just fine. That's the whole issue with this. Baseball, on the labor history, they've always worked with concrete deadlines and drop-dead dates. You know, most strike situations or lockout situations in the history of the game have been created because you get to a certain date, and either you've negotiated down to the end and skirted that date, and the game has continued or gone back into play, or you wind up with a labor situation. But in this case, there really isn't any date. And really, like I said, you're constantly having events in the world taking place. I mean, right now, for argument's sake, with all these daily protests and situations all over the country, really, where are you going to play the games at this point? Mm-hmm. You can't play in downtown Minneapolis. You probably can't. It'd be very hard to play in Los Angeles at this point. Just go around the country when it comes to all this stuff. So, and who knows what's going to happen next week? Mm-hmm. So there really isn't any drop dead date to me on this year, and I'm not sure where Larry is coming up with that, you know, 2 week situation, except that he just pulled it out of his head.
Yeah, I think so. It was just a question and sort of a tongue in cheek kind of answer. Barry Bloom with us. Sportico is where you'll find him. If you go to Variety, that's where his columns are being published right now. The players, they have something to lose. I mean, can they lose their service time and more money? Is there some pressure on the players at least to make a deal?
Well, no, they're not going to lose their service time because that was negotiated out in March.
Yeah, but what if the owners say, look, here's how many games. Everything is safe. Everything is healthy. We've done this in good faith, and you've got to do it. And they say, no, we don't want to do it. It's in bad faith, and now they got a grievance. But they're rolling the dice of losing. If they lost that, they could lose their service time.
First of all, I just don't think that's going to happen because I don't think the owners are not in any sort of situation, as I just illustrated, where they could just unilaterally implement the start of the season, not with everything else that has to be negotiated. You'd have to be in a situation where, and it's what they tried in 1994. You know, they said they had reached a stalemate. There was no negotiations, so they implemented their own terms. And then, as it turned out, there was back channel negotiations going on. And when it went to the Labor Relations Board, the owners lost, and they wound up starting the 1995 season. As long as there's negotiations going on in some way or another, the owners cannot implement any sort of plan.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll catch up with you another week or two. Who knows when? But I always appreciate your insight into this stuff. And I said it when we started the show. I think you're one of the leading experts in the country on this. And you're right on top of everything. And you've had the same position since we started on this back in March. So be well, be safe, and we'll catch up with you in a week or two.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Marty. It's always great to be on the show.
Okay. All right. We appreciate your thoughts. All right. That is Barry Bloom. Wow. What a story. What a story. It gets weirder every day. More coming up. KNBR 680 104.5, the sports leader.